Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor and guitarist, by the way. He studied under Joe Satriani, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. He actually is a very, very talented actor, and you've seen his work over the years in Young Americans, Jack and Jill, going way back. Did a one-off of Desperate Housewives, Revenge, forget it. I mean, just all over the place. But now, and think about it, during this whole situation with dying for new material, you could watch him on One Day at a Time. He plays Max, and you could see that on CBS. But also, American Pie presents Girls Rule, which is top 10 on Netflix. Tyler Perry's The Oval, of course. Honestly, he has built together an amazing career for good reason. He's very talented. Ed Quinn is our very special guest. Ed, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. Thank you so much. That was a great intro. I think I'm just going to tune it off now before I blow it.
Drop the mic. Yeah, but, hey, listen, it's true, though. You really put together one hell of a career, and it seems like everything was coming together, and then all of a sudden was smashed with the pandemic. But still, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. You got to be excited about all of this. One Day at a Time on CBS. Tell us a little bit about what we're looking at.
Well, you know, I mean, One Day at a Time is just this little show with the biggest heart, and it just refuses to give up the ghost. You know, it was it had three seasons on Netflix, got canceled, was the first streamer to go to a network, went to Pop TV. We were in the middle of shooting season four, but now my main show is The Oval, Tyler Perry's The Oval. Yeah. So I, you know, when Tyler lights the bat light, you know, I'm heading to Atlanta to do that. Yeah. And so they shot me out of the first four or five episodes, I think, or six episodes. And then I left for Atlanta, and we were about to film season two of The Oval. The Oval gets shut down. Then One Day at a Time gets shut down. One Day at a Time also, Pop TV, you know, really, you know, the pandemic is incredibly hard on the network, and they're not doing scripted anymore. So now all of a sudden, One Day at a Time is homeless again. It's been canceled again. But CBS comes out of nowhere and says, hey, we've had our eye on the show for a while. We're going to air your season four, you know, Monday nights in October. So right now you can see the show 9 p.m. on Sunday, on Monday nights on CBS. You can also watch it CBS.com. Show is fighting for its life, hoping to find a new home. So yeah, it's a special little show. I really love it. You know, but in the meantime, I snuck back to Atlanta. Tyler, of course, moved heaven and earth, got 377 people living on the lot in the bubble, and we shot season two. So season two is of The Oval is going to be coming at you probably early 2021.
Well, I can't wait for that. I'm fascinated with One Day at a Time because the original One Day at a Time, you know, with Bonnie Franklin was on Channel 2 in here in New York.
Yep.
And that's CBS. And it would be such a great story if One Day at a Time makes it on CBS and just last. But what an incredible time, right? I mean, the pandemic hitting, and it hits you guys like unbelievably. And again, I know we're worried about the folks that lost their lives and sickness and everything else. But when you get past that, the entertainment that has been just wrapped up and just tied up this whole time has been unbelievable. I've been watching your updates on the pandemic, and I think you did a great job, you know, warning everybody, hey, you know, be safe, do the social distancing. You did all the right things. When it comes down to it, did you hear any heat for that? Were people saying, no, don't tell people to wear a mask? What are you talking about? Did you hear any heat about that, or did you just get all positives?
You know what? I got pretty much positives. You know, I'm not very preachy at all about anything.
No, definitely not.
And what I was doing, and I got a lot of friends who were on the front line. I got two friends who run major hospitals, one in New Orleans, one in Mississippi. I got two friends who are firefighters and paramedics down in San Diego. And I've got friends who are paramedics in Australia. So I, you know, The one thing was, is, you know, it's been such a crazy, you know, experience and thing that everybody's been going through. And the problem is, it's so hard to get, you know, real information because everything's also politicized and people cherry pick this and that. And the truth was, it was always evolving. We were always kind of learning. And so, you know, everything that I put out there, I put out in the moment what the science was saying, what my friends were saying. And, you know, none of them were trying to say it was dogma and it was orthodox and we wouldn't reevaluate it later. It's like, hey, right now, let's social distance. Let's all stay home. Let's not, you know, we can't go to a restaurant. You can't do, I mean, like, I lived in LA County. I couldn't go on the beach. Yeah. Like, I mean, I would literally be going for a bike ride looking down and there's just open sand for 15 miles. If I went on the beach, I'd be arrested. Yeah. So, but I was like, you know, I was like, all right, well, I mean, this is what we're doing right now. You know, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback it in you know, and you know, with what we know now, but we just didn't know what we were dealing with. So, yeah, no, it was pretty positive. And I think the major thing about doing that kind of stuff was to stay connected, because that's what's really, you know, I've been really worried. Like you said, you know, people have lost their lives and their family members and gotten really sick, but I'm really worried about the fallout of this. You know, like, I do a lot of work with charities like the Jimmy Miller Foundation that deals with mental health. And a lot of people have been locked in their houses for a long time. A lot of people are really scared, and it's easy to turn on the news and just become terrified. And month after month of being locked up, being suspicious, being, you know, alcoholism and drug abuse and, you know, domestic abuse, and there's all kinds of things that are going on, the suicides, everything is spiking right now. And it's, you know, the one reason I like doing those PSAs was to sort of like reach out and go, hey, guess what? You're not the only one. This sucks for everybody. Everybody's freaking the F out. So, you know, let's try and follow the, you know, the protocols of the day and get to tomorrow, because hopefully it'll be better.
Listen, congratulations on everything, especially The Oval, by the way. It's one of the best shows on TV. Tyler Perry's a genius. I mean, let's just lay it out. I mean, he's just absolute genius, and you are wonderful on that show, and it is, to me, it's going to be a classic. It's going to be on for a very long time, I'm hoping, anyway. Congratulations on that, and Two Broke Girls, you were terrific on that. Can you give us a social media site, a website, for people to follow along with what you're doing?
Yeah, my main one's Instagram at Edward Quinn, Twitter at Edward Quinn. I sort of dip in and out of Twitter whenever there's a live tweet or a show that I'm promoting. And then Facebook is at Ed Quinn.
Listen, thanks for being here. Stay safe, Ed, and thrilled to have you back.
Thanks so much, Frank. We'll talk soon.
Ed Quinn, everyone. Ed Quinn is a wonderful actor. He has put together an unbelievable resume, just incredible. You know, he had one-offs on so many different things like Desperate Housewives and shows like that, but he had long runs, and when I mean long runs, I mean, you know, four shows or more, or six shows on all kinds of different things. The Young Americans, Revenge, True Blood. He did a couple of True Blood. He's very good on all of that. One Day at a Time, he plays Max on One Day at a Time. Let's see what happens there. Again, the original Bonnie Franklin show was a huge, long-running hit on One Day at a Time. And then back then, same name. And it was CBS. And CBS, he worked with CBS on Two Broke Girls. He was, I forget what his name was on Two Broke Girls. What was it? Randy. Played Randy, and I, not that I watched it all that much, but you know, I see it sometimes late night if I'm up on TBS, they have it, and you'll see him there. And again, Tyler Perry's The Oval is terrific, and Ed Quinn, you can see him on there, and check it out. I won't say too much about it, but it's very, very good. Look, for American Pie fans, I think this is the first American Pie movie. I don't know how many they have, but the first one without Eugene Levy. And some people are thankful of that. Some people are not. But it's top 10 on Netflix, and he is in that. It's called American Pie Presents Girls Rule. Check it out. I haven't seen it, but you know, again, it's very, very popular. Top 10 on Netflix. And again, the interesting thing here, I think, is one day at a time, and it's one of the things Ed Quinn wanted to push is one day at a time. He missed four episodes of their shooting because of the Oval, and that's his number one. Tyler Perry's, red hot, his shows, his movies, everything's going real big for him. But the Oval is something he's very proud of. And that's Ed Quinn's number one. That's his wife, so to speak, and one day at a time is his mistress. And if that's the case, he missed four episodes. But pushing the fact that that on Mondays, next few Mondays, you could see that on CBS. Be interesting to see a show go from streaming to a major network like that. And somehow, if it works, I think it would open up a lot of things for streaming shows on Netflix and on Hulu and everything else. I think everybody's cheering this on to see that it works, simply because of the practicality of it. If that becomes a farm system for major networks, I mean, it could be that, meaning streaming networks. It could be a very interesting thing, and a lot of people could get a lot of exposure from that. Ed Quinn, terrific actor. Once again, One Day at a Time, The Oval, and American Pie Presents Girls Rule. All three things going on right now. Check them out. Ed Quinn has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.